Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New York City teachers returned to the classroom this past Tuesday. Students are supposed to join them in 9 days. However, there are renewed concerns from the United Federation of Teachers after 22 teachers and school employees tested positive for COVID-19. The union is once again threatening to delay the start of the school year out of caution. UFT President Michael Mulgrew posted a message on YouTube.
We will always take care of our schools. We fought for our schools. We've stopped people who tried to decimate our schools. We've always been there for our schools because we know it's our schools. It's not city's halls. It's not the mayor's schools. These are our schools. These are our schools, our children's schools, our parents' schools. And we have made a promise to them that we're going to keep their children and their families safe. We're going to keep ourselves safe as well.
Meanwhile, the top advisor on the New York City reopening plan, Allison Hirsch, has called it quits in a goodbye letter to the staff at the Department of Education yesterday. She lauded their dedication despite what she called no shortage of armchair quarterbacks, second-guessing their every move.